Blog Talk Radio.
You can watch this upstairs in your room. One moment. Let's see here.
Government has a firm policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, the freedom of some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for the shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres, and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some ballin' and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansion. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting. Children's death and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like our lover North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military planes.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era, I'm like Lemma 12-er, old enough to understand that shit had changed forever. They declared a war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas, and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches, and they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profit, cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. The slavery was abolished, unless you are in prison. You think I ambush attend and read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner judge, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the pole. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lead. I leave you with four words. I'm glad Reagan dead.
Sorry for the late start, but we had a tornado hit Tulsa. Thankfully, it did not hit our part of Tulsa. We still have lights. That was so wicked. It hit a heavily populated area. Just wow. My goodness. Sorry, I guess I can mute this for a little while. Make sure that it's not coming back. Please don't come back. Oh, come on. Let me just cut this short. This stuff. Dang. That was just too darn close. Oh, my friends are all safe. I had to have my broken arrow friends find out how they're doing. Let's see here. My goodness. Well, I guess I can play some songs, and I don't think my show is showing up right now because I was late. I was so late. This is not a normal. See, this is what I was hearing. Well, it's in prayer now. It's going to be okay. Oh, that is so loud. Another sleepless night. Well, that wasn't the siren I was looking for. Oh, my goodness. You know what I can do since I got this? I can just replace the audio with something different. I think that'll be cool. That's enough. Okay. Let's see here. My stalker is back to her old tricks. 10,000 people without electricity. Well, I guess I'll go to Facebook and see what everybody's saying as far as the storm. I mean, I hear more about my friends than I do this show. My second episode. Bushy hair. There's a city called Bushyhead. Isn't that kind of funny? Okay, well, he's okay. Let's see here. They're talking about the damage in Tulsa. Oh. Wow. That's cool. Guess we'll go over here. And if you're calling in, I'm not on my studio, so. Oh, there goes my computer stalling. Okay. Let's go up here. My goodness. Yule. I know that name. This buzzing sound. See if I can get to my studio. Well, listen, I think I'm just going to end this early because no one's here. And well, I'll wait till the 30 mark and see if anybody enters then. because it will take your show off the queue if you're not on it. Let's see here. I guess I could just play a song. I think I'll do that. I'll be back in a few minutes. Let's play. Let's see if I can find the longest song that I have. Let's see here. We had hurricane force winds. No wonder. All right. I'll be right back. Alrighty. Well, we're back. We've had a little bit of excitement in Oklahoma. We had some tornadoes. And the winds were just like crazy. Water filling the street, flooding it. So I'm probably going to have to replace this show with a different one. I hope everyone in Tulsa is okay. I know a lot of people are without electricity right now. So, my goodness. Oh, goodness. You know, I think I'll go ahead and stop it here and go on to something I need to get done. I just can't believe this. Oh, that was crazy. The lights flickered and the upstairs actually swayed a little bit. We're on the end of the building, so sometimes that happens. But it was really crazy, crazy winds. There goes the thunder again. I don't mind a good rainstorm or thunderstorm. In fact, I kind of like that. Ooh, I bet I put the wrong description on the phone number. 323-870-46. Okay, I got the right number. I just don't think anybody knows I'm on. Or hell, I don't think anybody is. Well, that's kind of mean to say. Anyway, let's refresh this page. Life is crazy. I got to tell you, life is crazy. It's full of all sorts of good things. But let's get back to the nature of the show, which is talking about the Sheriff's Department in Tulsa and the steps that we are taking to achieve justice, social change, and hopefully a cultural change. It's been a beautiful movement. I can't say enough about that. There goes the thunder again. It almost sounds like when somebody's stomping on the building. It's like a really deep thunder. Sorry, I got distracted. Squirrel, you know. Alrighty. I bet because of the description of the show, no one has any idea what I'm talking about. I just feel like playing some music, relaxing, not worrying about that much. Let's see, what city are they talking about now? Craig, Delaware, Mays, Nowata, Ottawa, and Rogers are under a tornado watch. See, there's a difference between watch and warning. They're actually warning. They're under a warning. Oh, I can't believe I said the wrong word. Well, it happens. You know, it really does. You know, at least I can be glad that people aren't trying to shout over each other. I like good discussion, you know, discussion that, you know, that can affect change, educate, and help you make better informed decisions later on. All right, looks like I need to plug in the computer in a few minutes. Ah, I got it about 10 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Hmm. You know what? I think I will end it tonight. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Sorry, somebody sent me a message. Hmm. Let's see here. And let's see, chat room. Let's see if anybody's in chat room. No. Let me refresh the page. I'm just not prepared tonight, and that's embarrassing. Okay, if you're listening from our group, the group you know I'm talking about, I'll have a show Sunday night, and we can talk about whatever you wish. Hope everybody's well. Take care. Love you much. And stay positive. It's a good world out there. We just have to make it better.